Bear. How do you make good choices? Are you making choices based on fear? If you're a regular listener, then you know your choices, if they're based on fear, are likely to swim around in a pool of energy known as fear, or the lower level of consciousness of 100 on the map of consciousness. This energy field is a punitive energy field. This is not an opinion or judgment, it just is what it is. It's also the energy of neurotic and deceptive. So today I want to help you make better choices based on a new paradigm of thought that we're going to discuss today. So if you're making choices based on fear, you're in shark-infested waters. Making choices here isn't necessarily promising. Remember, I like to use the metaphor of swimming around in a pool. If you're in fear, you're in the pool of fear, then any choices you make will be based on fear and likely not the energy of what you really want. Although, I could be wrong. I'm just saying. This is trying to simplify it all. Better to get yourself out of fear before making a choice is the bottom line. So, how can you make better choices in a new and pioneering way that's pretty darn easy to do? I've discovered something compelling I want to share with you today in this week's 1001 Ways to Being of Higher Consciousness episode called Harnessing the Power of Fields, a Simple Method for Making Better Choices. But before I get into today's topic, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness and founder and editor-in-chief of the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. My intention with these 1001 ways is to introduce you to higher ways of being so you can align yourself and your energy fields with higher consciousness, which embodies being happy, successful, great relationships, nice career, everything you could want in your life that's positively oriented needs to be aligned with higher consciousness in general. So that's why I do this. And you don't need all of the 1001 ways I'm going to be sharing. You only need one. And that was Dr. Hawkins. His research showed you only need one higher consciousness way of being when applied diligently and consistently. It's powerful enough to shift your entire life's trajectory. Hello, tongue twister there. And Dr. Hawkins' go-to level of consciousness was to be kind to all living things. And kindness is the energy field of 220 or 225, I forget which one. But you don't have to choose 1,000 on the map, which is the consciousness of Jesus Christ. That's an egoic choice, let me tell you. That's the spiritual ego and the narcissistic core of the ego wanting to be all that. And that's like, I mean, it can be done, but there's a way to go about it, which we're going to talk about today. So let's get started. So this insight came to me recently, and maybe it's intuition and maybe it's not. But I've been talking a lot about deciding to choose ways of being based on levels of consciousness, right? I come across a level of consciousness. I really like that. I know that there's superpower in choosing fields, ways of being based on the calibrated levels. There's high consciousness and intelligence in doing that. And that's what these 1001 ways of being are all about, as well as making that list of rules to live by. This is what this is all about. So I put in a priority request over at consciousnesscalibrations.com to test the level of consciousness of this insight I had. And I'm a paid subscriber over there, so I get to put in priority requests. And I am happy to pay Brian to keep this up, right? So it makes sense. And there's a benefit in consciousness to be a paid subscriber as well, which I covered in another episode. So in any event, I go to consciousnesscalibrations.com and I request a calibration. And as a paid member, I can say that it's a priority request. So I'll get first dibs, you know, as a paid subscriber to have Brian calibrate something. So this is my insight. And I wanted Brian to test the level of consciousness of it and whether my insight holds any truth and power or not. So the insight I had is this. Letting the field draw you to a selected level of consciousness is easier than methodically removing the blocks to it. And so essentially what I'm saying is instead of, which is what I do, suffering through or the over-mentalization of removing blocks or letting go, and over-mentalization of anything is of lower consciousness at 170, that's self-destructive, you know, downward pulling energy to over-mentalize anything, overthink anything, and suffering, of course, is suffering. So instead of suffering through removing blocks to some level of consciousness I'm choosing, which I'm going to share an example in a minute, I've decided to simply choose whatever it may be, right? And in this case, I chose intimacy, which I covered in episode 192. I just simply chose intimacy, which I know is a super high field of consciousness at 470, and let the field, this field of energy, pull me to it and help dissipate the energy blocks to it. So that powerful field is more than powerful enough to dissipate and remove the blocks that I may have to intimacy, as an example. So the statement or the insight I had, letting the field draw you to a selected level of consciousness, like intimacy as an example, is easier than methodically removing the blocks to it. This statement calibrates as true at 470 on the map of consciousness. This is huge. And if you're new to the podcast, most people, 75% of the planet, approximately 75% of the planet, calibrates below 200. So 470, which is 10 to the 470th power, is a ginormous attractor field of higher consciousness. It's huge, relatively speaking. So I came up with this interesting metaphor for what could be going on in consciousness when you choose a field, like I'm suggesting that we do. And it's proven to be of higher consciousness to do it. So I'm like, hey, you know, do the math, right? Why guess? Like, let's start choosing. Let's be conscious choosers of what we want to invite into our life and be drawn, pulled to it, okay? So here's the metaphor I came up with. And again, I want to share that in episode 192, it was on the energy field of intimacy, which calibrates as 470 as well. Notice, the insight I had was 470, and that field that I chose recently is 470, intimacy. Just pay attention here. It may not mean anything, but it's certainly interesting to observe. So what I want you to do is imagine any field that you choose. That could be anything you want, right? It could be unconditional love and compassion. It could be worldly success. It could be kind, just willingness to be kind to others. Or it's willing to accept acceptance of yourself. Doesn't matter what the field is. All of the fields I just mentioned are of higher consciousness One is not better than the other. Kindness alone can bring you to great leaps in consciousness to all living things, like it did Dr. Hawkins. He left this earth at 1,000, which is rare, super rare. There's very few individuals throughout history that ever reached that level of consciousness. But in any event, just giving you examples here, putting it into context, you don't have to choose 1,000. And that's just a perfectionist thing to do. And perfectionism is of lower consciousness. So let that go. It's an egoic, narcissistic core of the ego thing to do. Let it go. You don't have to choose it. Kindness is enough. Intimacy is enough. If you're like me and you're tired of feeling the obligation to love, which is low vibe, and instead choosing intimacy, like let the feel clear the way for that. So again, I want you to imagine any field that you choose as a gigantic magnetic field of attraction, right? You have no power over this field, likely. Like intimacy is an example. I have no power over that field. That field is an attraction to me. It's pulling me. I can't like pull it. It pulls me. So like gravity, it's a magnetic field that holds you grounded. So like gravity, hold on. I'm reading some of this. And I wanted you to use the magnetic field of gravity, right? So gravity is a magnetic field that holds you grounded to the earth. And my guess is that gravity is the same energy as the earth and our human bodies, which are 205. So gravity, if it is 205, I'm guessing it might be because it is what holds us to the earth and our bodies, likely similar, but I haven't tested that. It's 205. Intimacy is 470. That's a quantum leap in power energetically from 10 to the 205th power, if that's what gravity is, I'm not sure, just using this as an example, to 10 to the 470th power, okay? Now, this magnet of intimacy is quantum in nature. It's huge. It cannot hold a candle to our puny thoughts about ourselves at all, right? It can't hold a candle to lower consciousness in the lower mind. It just doesn't. So I chose intimacy because of its calibration, right, 470, and because I no longer wanted to swim around in the pool of obligation to love at 195, because I shared that one recently. Any type of obligation, for the most part, if it's negatively oriented, you know, there's some obligations that are more like accountability energy, but this type of thing, shooting all over yourself, is of lower consciousness. And it's so obligation to love at 195 is the energy of self-scrutiny. It does not serve you. It brings you down. It attracts you into more reasons to be scrutinize yourself. And there are self-destructive energy fields. You don't want to do it. And I like to say, hey, do the math. And that's what I did when I got, you know, intimacy next to obligation to love. I'm like, easy. 195 versus 470. It's like, hello. Stop being dumb and like do the freaking math. So it's clearly a higher choice and better aligned with what we could all hope for in life. You want to have loving relationships and the partner, the man or woman of your dreams. Choose intimacy to bring that person to you. Like stop, you know, thinking you have to do anything because that powerful field is going to draw you to it. So if you cringe at the notion of intimacy, like I did growing up, witnessing my mother cringing from my father's interest in showing intimacy, then hold tight for a minute because I'm going to share another metaphor for how to unravel this and let go of the resistance and the cringing of this topic, because it's ignorant to think there's anything wrong with intimacy. I mean, it's just ignorance and stuck with some emotional blocks there. So, and it also has to do with when you keep in mind that if you feel like you can't choose a higher choice, like worldly success as an example, you can choose it, but let it go because many of us don't feel worthy of worldly success or anything good in life. So I'm just saying, do the math. Don't take any of this personally. Like, just make the choice. Like, you go to the store and you're choosing Ben and Jerry's over, like, you know, some grocery store brand ice cream, right? Clearly, there's a higher choice. Okay, so anyway, and you don't want to disparage yourself because we all have hidden determinants and limiting beliefs about aligning with higher consciousness, feeling better, being happy, and letting go. We all have got stuff running about that. And I got to tell you, doing all the work that I do with Linda Armstrong and stuff I've shared about the belief code, the energy, the emotion code, and the body code, you could never in a million years unravel the hidden determinants and limiting beliefs, inherited stuff you got going in your energy system. Never. And I'm going to share some more stuff about, I did a recent belief code session with Linda. I mean, it's ludicrous the type of beliefs I got running. Core identity beliefs, you know, all kinds of core beliefs that absolutely do not serve me. And it's good to bring them to light. But in any event, you don't have to necessarily do that to have those things removed. So now that we are imagining this powerful magnet, I want you to simply let it pull you to it without force. And remember, Dr. Hawkins' book, original book, is called Power versus Force. Force is anything that calibrates below 200. There's no power in it. It's just weak, destructive, negatively oriented energy fields. That's it. And I had hidden determinants and limiting beliefs about aligning with higher consciousness, feeling better, and letting go. And I thought that you had to suffer through it all for it to be of value, right? This is, and we tested this, Linda and I tested this, that it calibrated as true for me, this belief. And it was good to let go of it. But I'm saying you don't necessarily have to unravel everything that's hidden within you for this to still work, because that attractor field is huge and super powerful. And really, there's only one thing in this world that thrives on suffering, and that's the ego and some aspects of the lower mind. Now, Dr. Hawkins has some great lectures about the ego, and says the same thing. The ego would just as soon see you jump off a bridge than change its way of being. I mean, that's not what it does. It loves the suffering. It loves to juice itself, and it loves to dominate this world. And we're an evolution in consciousness. So he'll remind you that the ego has served a great purpose, and we wouldn't be here without it. So you don't want to demonize the ego. And Dr. Hawkins is funny. He's like, name it something. Like, he calls his fuzzy. And he has some great examples of how he speaks to the ego when the ego wants to kill its best friend. Because I hate her. You know, he hates, the ego loves to hate and kill and see other people maimed. And that's kind of my little fuzzy comes out when someone rages, you know, has road rage, right, come screaming by me. And I think, oh, I hope you flip over or die, crash into a giant ball of flame and go to hell. There's the narcissistic core of the ego, right? That's fuzzy. So, you know, Dr. Hawkins will always tell you, you never want to make something wrong, and you certainly don't want to make the ego wrong. And the ego will make the ego wrong because it's like, you know, it's a constant loop of craziness in a hamster wheel. So in any event, you got to let go of any form of negative, like, just go neutral on it. It is what it is. So let me share this. So we're talking about the magnetic attractor field of choosing differently, right? And again, this is the insight. Choose a field. And in this example, I chose intimacy at 470, which is super high, right? I'm going to let the field draw to me. I'm going to let that choice remove the blocks to it for me. Like, I don't need to get involved in it. I don't need to do anything except for make the conscious choice And thank God that we have it. Like, oh, cool, we got this choice. There's no need to suffer through getting there, which is what I'm very good at, suffering through everything just to be happy or be at peace, right? Which I am all of that now because I've done a lot of stuff. But still, this field of intimacy has come to me fairly quickly in the observation that the insight I had is the same field. I'm swimming in this field. I would not have had this insight likely without being in that field at the time. So I'm just saying. And it came pretty quickly. That request post, the calibration came through mid-November 17th. And we're having this discussion December 7th. That's less than a month it took for me to align with a field and be swimming in the pool of it. It's kind of interesting, just saying. So here's another interesting, okay. So I want to give you a metaphor for letting the field draw you to it without having to do anything. And this little story came to me likely because I'm swimming in the pool, like I'm swimming in a pool of like creativity and inspiration. And how can I share this story that'll make sense to others? Because consciousness is like, you know, abstract. And what the hell does it mean? How do you spell it? Right? Okay. So, so the metaphor is this, about letting the field draw you to it without having to do anything. And it has to do with you being a pond or a river, or you're swimming in a pond or a river. This is you. And the magnetic field you've chosen, like I've chosen the field of 470, is going to be the beaver in the pond, the beaver in along the river. There's a beaver out there who's the magnetic field, who's going to do the doing. The beaver is going to do the doing. You don't have to do anything. The beaver is inspired by the divine intelligence of Mother Nature, and it's going to build a dam, as an example. It's going to build a dam somewhere else to block, right? It's going to block off the negativity that was flowing into it, and it's going to take the sticks or some type of, you know, build up along the river and pull it over to the dam to make the block, and then it opens up a tributary in the river or the pond that leads to another river of intimacy. And I was inspired by the story of the beavers on a CBS Sunday morning show with Jane Pauley. In a segment she shared about the beaver, I highly recommend you watch it. It's fascinating. When you really understand, Mother Nature knows what the hell it's doing. We don't need to get in the way of it. So I'll share that. I highly recommend that. You can see it on YouTube. Anyway, it's awesome. So let's get back to the metaphor of you being a pond or a river, and you're choosing a powerful magnetic attractor field of energy, like I chose intimacy. And I definitely have blocks to it, let me tell you. And I understand. It's way easier to let that field pull me to it and remove whatever is in the way. And this is where the beaver comes into play. The beaver is connected to a divine intelligence of Mother Nature. The beaver just does instinctively what it does. And what it does is fueled by love in reality. I mean, consciousness is really love, right? And it's the energy field of love that holds us all together, and then we just choose to have blocks to it, but it's always there. And then we remove the blocks to intimacy, and here comes the beaver, like, oh, let me go mess around in this pond. And there's all this buildup over here of sticks and stones and like nesting stuff, and I'm a busy little beaver. I'm going to drag it over here, and I'm going to block off this thing that's flowing into the pond I don't want anymore. Like, it's negativity, it's destruction, it's like no good. I don't want it in my pond, polluting my pond anymore. So the beaver just goes, blocks it off, and while it's taking stuff that's collected on the edge, it opens up a tributary to a river of intimacy. There's nothing you have to do, right? And the beaver is very slow moving yet deliberate, right? It has its own guidance system based on the field you choose. So what I'm saying is, you do your choosing. That's all you have to do. And then let the powerful field draw you to it. And don't worry about the details of it all, right? That powerful field is like a layup to remove the blocks to it for you. It's a layup in consciousness, like, oh, I can get rid of that, no problem. But it may come slowly so you don't like shock yourself into it, possibly, whatever. I mean, divine intelligence is divine intelligence. It knows what is a good way to introduce you to the field of intimacy, as an example. Again, you can choose. Go to consciousnesscalibrations.com. Choose a field that's like, oh, that sounds good, right? Or listen to these 1001 ways. They're all fields for you to choose, right? Or go, start your list of rules to live by. All of these are, you're choosing magnets to draw you to it. That's all you got to do. And then just allow it to be. So, and then you're going to start. So here's the point of how making better decisions. And look how quickly it took me to get into a field. Seemingly, I didn't do calibrations all along the way, but I chose the field of intimacy at 470, and now I'm having insights in the field of 470 2 weeks later. Just interesting, right? So if you need to make a decision, like you got to let go of the fear of it, choose a field that helps you make good decisions. It's got to be of higher mind, right? Above 275 or above. You don't want the influence of lower mind necessarily, right? Self-love or self-acceptance is enough. That's 350. Go choose that and let the field draw you to it and then make choices. If you can hold off in making a choice because you're standing in fear, then maybe that's a good idea. Unless, of course, someone's got a gun to your head. Not ideal, but maybe you need it. I mean, who knows? I don't know the higher perspective of it all. I'm just trying to make things easier for all of us. And this may not apply for everything in your life, but if you know you want to make some different choices, then go out and choose the field you want to align with so that the choices are made for you, right? That's just what I'm saying. I'm still playing with swimming in these pools. I'm going to see what else shows up. And I'll share stuff as they come along my way. So, let's see. That's it for today's 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness. Next week, I want to share the significance of choosing what I'm referring to as your dominant dimension and what that means. There's something going on here. Clearly, there's something going on here in consciousness to make choices based on calibrations. I mean, at 470, hello. Like, do the math. Making choices, conscious choices. Start making conscious choices. And this is not making decisions about something. Like, this is not in the material. This is a new paradigm. It's like setting yourself up so that the decisions you do make are made from a higher level of consciousness. You're swimming in the pool you want to be in when you make the choice. Stuff like that. This is the change. This is the shift in thinking and a kind of a pioneering approach to making better choices. And then, this time you choose and then you make decisions when you're swimming in a better pool to make the decisions in. And it can come quickly, I'm just saying. Especially when you choose super high ones, right? You choose love and hello, right? You make choices from the swimming in a pool of love. You're going to be making some good choices, let me tell you. Like, let the field, bring you the golden opportunities and the miracles and all that good stuff that comes from the field of love, right? Huge stuff. So anyway, thanks for joining me today. I'll see you again next week. My name is Liz Garcia, host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness. I'll see you then. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in a link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.